Sarah.
Mm-hmm. What's the nickname for Sarah?
Sally.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. That's the truth.
And what's the nickname for Margaret?
Meg or Peg or mm-hmm. Molly?
Peggy.
Peggy. I should know that because my name's Margaret, too. Mm-hmm. One time I took I was taking a course at University of Kentucky, and, this man's name was Dr. Faust. And when he told me my name, he said, I told him my name, he said, he said, I married a Margaret. And I said, oh, I said, many people have. And he said, not with my name. He was Dr. Faust. And I remember the hero of Faust was Marguerite. By the time I got finished with him, I was kind of sorry. Sorry, I had anything to do with him. Not really. He was an interesting man, but I had a lot of problems in his course because he was more of a research man than a teacher, and he did an awful lot of things with other languages, Swahili and different things that really were mystifying to me. Mm-hmm. But I found him interesting to listen to anyhow. What do you call somebody that comes into town who's never seen him before? Nobody's ever seen him before. He's a what?
Mystery man.
Well, if he just came in, nobody knows him, you'd say
he's a stranger.
All right. Would you call him anything else?
Strange man.
If you said Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot what? More of the same.
More distant.
All right, but Peggy is a lot...
more loving.
Uh-huh. Peggy is a loving child, but... Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
A lot more loving.
More loving. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob blank a lot in 1 year.
Grew a lot.
If you say to him, you certainly have blank big.
You certainly have grown big.
All right. If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant.
Any other term?
Expecting.
All right. How would you say your children range in age? Sally is the...
oldest.
Our boy of 20 in comparison with brothers of 14 is the...
eldest.
Beside oldest, you might speak in terms of being grown up.
He's the oldest.
All right. Jim is grown up, but of all the boys, Tom is the...
youngest.
All right. A pet name for a child. You'd say he's a cute little...
Rascal.
Your sons and daughters are called your...
children.
Any other name?
Kids.
All right. Anything else you can think of?
Boys.
All right. What do you call the place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar?
A forest.
All right. Or a...
grove.
All right. What kind of tree do you tap for syrup?
A maple.
Any particular kind of a maple?
I don't know anything about the maple tree.
All right. What are the things that fly around at night and bite and sometimes they carry malaria?
Mosquito.
All right.
Mosquitoes.
What are some of the kinds of fish you get around here?
Catfish, perch, and bass. Crappie. No, I don't know.
All right. Is this freshwater bass? Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Real good.
Do they have them in the streams here? Do they? Do you have to? Can you go and fish in those? Are they public ponds or are they private?
Private.
You have to pay to fish there then, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, you knew when you first agreed to go that you blanked to tell your mother. What would you say?
Hated to tell her or hesitated?
No, that you knew that you...
hated to tell her.
Or if you knew that you were going, that you would be required to, you would say you knew when you first agreed to go that you...
asked her.
Tell your mother.
Tell.
Okay. You aren't doing what you...
I told.
Mm-hmm. To do. You aren't doing what you...
told.
If it's something that you really are supposed to be doing, you and I came in and I said, you aren't doing
you're
what
not
you're...
not doing what you're told to do.
Or what you...
are asked to do.
Or what
or should
you,
do.
All right. Or what you...
ought to do.
All right.
I'm getting at it.
You're getting what?
Addle.
All right. If you're talking about the fact that so few of your old friends, we talked about this one, though, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.